matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, the good Lord has our back. We just need to stand strong in the Word and believe on His name and in the Word. And these things will pass. And these things will definitely pass. I don't have a format to open service with, so we're just going to sing and get our praise on this morning. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Are you there yet, Kenzie?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Make sure you announce that class. Youth meet, and I just want me to let you know.
Oh, yes, the youth will meet today. We'll dismiss after praise and worship, amen? Sacrifice, if not joined with my life, I'll sing in vain this night. May the words I say and things I do make my life song sing, bring a smile.
Let my love.
say this. When we come here, when we're in church, it's a book in Revelation that talks about, if I'm not mistaken, an angel, and he is going around talking about the everlasting life. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's in Revelation. I think it's 14, 6, and 7, somewhere around there. But anyway, I get to bring the message this morning, and that's what it's going to be based on. We are to take the gospel to the world. It's just not for us. Jesus died so that we could be saved and not have to deal with the old laws. So, with that being said, it's up to us to follow the instructions. And the word is the instruction. We are to take the gospel to the world. We are to spread the gospel. From my understanding, he wants everyone to be or to have an opportunity to at least hear the word. Now, with choices, it's up to us whether we accept that or not. But as a Christian, it's up to us to spread the gospel. That's basically, that's what this is all about. This is not a place to, it's not really a social gathering. This is a place to where we come to get fueled up to go out into the world, to take the word, to turn over a rock if we need to let people understand and that they can be saved from their sins. It's as simple as that. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable. I promise you that. Big as my mouth is, sometimes I get put in a position where it's uncomfortable. But that's okay, because at the end of the day, God's got my back. He's behind me 100%. As long as we're following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ the best we can, he's with us. There is a poem, Footprints, that I really like that, because sometimes when we stumble, you'll look down and you only see that one set of tracks, one set of prints. And if I'm not mistaken, that poem also reads after that, at that point in your life is when the Lord's carrying you. It's when he picked you up. Amen. So it's a good thing. It's all.
On the note of sharing the gospel with everybody, there's I would like for this church to pray for a boy named Jesse. I think he's like 18 years old. He was hit by a car. He was riding his bicycle in the dark, and he took the reflector off of his bicycle, and a man hit him with his car. And he's in the hospital right now. And if I know correctly, he has like a 20% chance to live. And if he lives, he could be paralyzed. And this kid, he went to this church that I go to, and every day something was on my heart to talk to him or to share the gospel with him, and I never did. And now that he is in a coma and has a 20% chance to live, I'm convicted to where whether you're uncomfortable with this person, whether they freak you out or scare you, no one deserves to go to hell. And if you have the power to save someone's life, you should. So I'm convicted from now on that I share the gospel with everybody. If the Holy Spirit tells me to, I don't care. If I am uncomfortable, I'm going to do it. So just pray for this Jesse.
Amen. Hallelujah. We can definitely do that. Let's just do it now. Lord God, I just thank you right now for reaching out to this family, reaching out to this kid, Lord God, putting your hands on him. I rebuke any wrongdoing. Devil, get your hands off, because you're a liar and you're a killer and you'll steal, Lord. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing this family, for touching this kid, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Have you had fun this week? I know I have. I've had me some fun this week. I've about melted two or three times. Oh, I have. I'm going to tell you what, guys. This is for men only. Honeydews are something else. I got one partaker in here, I'm telling you. Are something else. But no, I have. I've had a good time. I've talked to more people this week. Go ahead, Kenzie. I've talked to more people this week that I hadn't seen in years. Just because of me out here working on this building.
Restart this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're
good. What's going on? We're going to try it.
Well, it wasn't going to be right, so okay. I had to stop it. All right. And hit it again.
All right, go ahead.
Spirit, please.
Hallelujah. Y'all really quiet in here this morning, guys. It's almost, I'm nervous it's so quiet in here. And it takes a little bit to get me nervous. Yeah. Will you come right on up?
But anyway, somebody at the dollar store, he was telling me of a poem he read at his church. And I told him, I said, well, I want you to give it to me. So yesterday he brought it to me, and I really like this. Some people might have already heard it, but I thought it was pretty cool. So I'm going to read it. Okay. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you give him the nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own house is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched and welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change some things before you let him in? Like hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd be seen? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard and wish you hadn't uttered the last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Would you let God walk right in, or would you rush him about? And I wonder if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing all the things you always do? Would you keep right on saying all the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from today to day? Would your family conversation keep its usual pace? Would you find it hard to see, hard each meal to say table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you always read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you'd plan to go? Or would you make changes in your plans from just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you be glad with great relief when he at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you.
Very good. Amen. You know, Sherry, sometimes we don't realize that he spends time with us every day, regardless of whether we invite him in or not. That's exactly right. Woo! Yay! I'm in the house of God today, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Could I get the ushers to come forth, please? Hallelujah. It's time to take up our offerings. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the tithers and the givers of this church, Lord God. I thank you for the people, Lord God, that spend their time here cleaning and doing whatever they can to help with this building and to help, Lord God, with your ministry. I just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. You know, sometimes we get put in positions to where that if we're not familiar, it's sluggish. And if it's a ministry, if it's ministry, well, what I've learned you do is regardless, you be obedient to the call and you do what you got to do. It's called being out of your comfort zone. And once you face that, because God didn't instill us with fear. Once you face that, it gets more bearable what you have to do. It gets more bearable when people ask you strange questions about the Bible. It gets more bearable when you have to go and talk to somebody that you probably would never speak or would have spoken to. It gets more bearable to do these things. It gets more bearable to forgive people somebody and say, you know, regardless of what you're going through, there's hope. It gets more bearable to do those things. So just heed the word with that and be obedient to your call. Amen. You ready? My Redeemer lives. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, let's go to the next one, please. Y'all forgive us, but we're not perfect.
The world is all about appearances. When Ricardo said that we're not perfect, I thought about, you know, how it is on TV, how everything, about what so-and-so was wearing and all of that. Well, and it just now hit me, God is not about appearances.
Amen.
He's about heart. And he'd rather see somebody genuinely mess up than get up here and fakishly, like the world, put on a perfect show. He's not about showmanship. He's about real. Be real. That's what God's about. Be real.
Keep playing. I don't usually do stuff like this, but I just kind of feel impressed. When we sing this song, if you got something that's been on your heart, on your mind, a worry, a stress, just something that you feel like you need to pray for, you know, this altar is open. all the time at any time during this service. So I want to encourage you, if you got something that's bothering you or whatever you're going through, just come and lay it down at the altar. You know, it's not all the time that Shirley has to pray for you or Pastor Gerald has to pray. Sometimes we just need to come and we just need to give it to him. It's not all about laying on hands. It's just, God, I'm giving it to you. I can't do it anymore.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. A ghost that lived in my past, bound up in shackles of all my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last. Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains. Wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. The voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Oh, I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that'll carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
Class may be dismissed. Does anybody in here have any announcements that they need to make?